Jesus, just the mention of your name. Flowers grow. The desert blooms again. Like fire in winter snow. Like pure, precious gold. Jesus, just the mention of your name. I wrote that song. Put it on a little cassette and I sent it to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to my longtime friend, Jimmy Swaggart. My phone rings and Jimmy says, Michael. He always calls me Michael. Yes. I am driving in my car listening to your song, Jesus, just the mention of your name. Brother, that could be the greatest song that's ever been written. I'm going to record that, Michael. I'm going to record that. I was happy. And he's put it all over the world. I was one of 10,000 people up in the balcony in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jimmy was on the platform. He started to sing the song, Jesus, just the mention of your name, and 10,000 people began to clap all over the building. And they stood up. They loved my song and knew that that was the song he was going to sing. And I sat there kind of proud. Jesus, just the mention of your name. I was in a cancer clinic last week, and a lady heard me, and she says, who are you? I said, well, have you ever heard the song, Jimmy Swaggart singing Jesus, just to mention? She said, I love it. I said, I stuck my chest out 3.5 inches and said, I wrote that. Jesus, just the mention of your name. I want to tell you about Twitter. I heard people talking about tweets and Twitter and tweets and Twitter. So I walked into my technology mentor, teacher, in my library. I said, John, what is Twitter? He said, oh, you're not going to be interested in it. I said, well, tell me about it. He said, you're too private of a person. It simply means if you were sitting in a restaurant and you wanted somebody to know where you were and eating, you could send them a tweet. I said, so a tweet's like a message to somebody, my friends? Yeah. He said, that's not you. I said, yeah, okay. I said, well, what if I had a wisdom key? What if I had a thought from the Lord? Because he gives me several a day. What if I have a wisdom key and I wanted to tell one of my preacher friends the wisdom key? What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. When you open your hand, God will open his windows. What you're willing to walk away from determines what God will bring to you. Well, yeah, you could do that. Well, I said, well, I'm trying to get my wisdom keys all over the world. Well, sure, show me how to get on Twitter. Now, I was single 42 years, so you can imagine. I start seeing these girls on Twitter. Brother Mike, you looked at girls? Oh, my Lord, everyone I could find. Absolutely. And I saw a picture of a girl I liked. I didn't know how tall she was. She may be a 300-pound monster for all I know, but I looked into her eyes, and I loved her eyes. I said, oh, I see integrity. Oh, I see integrity. This girl would never lie to me. And I dated hundreds of people over the 40 years, you know. And I found out a way to contact her through Twitter. Twitter was my miracle connection. Who could believe God could use Twitter? And that girl whose face spoke integrity to me is sitting 25 feet from me right now on this Saturday night, December the 2nd. I'm looking at her. So far, she hadn't got ugly. I'm so thankful for that. A lot of people like ugly people, but I have a hard time. I don't know. Ugly doesn't help me out. And I'm looking at her, my baby, my Christina. We've been married now 2 years. We've dated about 10 years. Thank you, Twitter. Thank you, Twitter. The person you dream about may be closer to you than you realize. Just my thoughts. MikeMurdockBooks.com. MikeMurdockBooks.com. I teach daily at 12 o'clock noon, 1 hour a day, Texas time. I'll be back.